Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, one of the most common and natural style of engaging in a conversation with a stranger is getting to know more about the person. This process, getting to know more about the person, includes getting to know his or her name, occupations, interests, and likings. The gospel of the day is an introduction to the person of John the Baptist. An attempt is made to know more about John, his name, his occupations, his interests, and likings. He is a person of great enthusiasm, of a passionate zeal, and of a fighting spirit. Some priests and Levites came to him to ask, "Who are you?" John the Baptist was quite clear and convinced of the answer to this question. He admitted that he was not the Messiah, not Elijah, not the prophet. He testified that he was the voice crying in the desert. He testified that he was the one exhorting to make straight the way of the Lord. He testified that he was the witness to the light that was coming to enlighten the world. He testified that he was the one coming after him, was ranging ahead of him. A deep conviction of who he was guided all the actions of John the Baptist. A powerful knowledge of his role in life was the strength of mission for John the Baptist. Do we possess such a kind of deep conviction in our Christian life? There is a story about a Christian home. After the baptism of his baby brother in the church, one Sunday, little Johnny sobbed all the way home in the back seat of the car. His dad asked him 3 times what was wrong. Finally, the boy replied, "That priest in the church said that he wanted as children brought up in a Christian home. But, you know, I want to stay with you guys." The dad got the message and they began to go to the church regularly. Needless to say, the family had a bit of catching up to do. One day, the Sunday school teacher asked Johnny, "Now, Johnny, tell me, do you say prayers before eating, before meal?" "No, teacher," little Johnny replies, "I don't have to. My mom is a good cook." Dear friends, John the Baptist was questioned many times by many people, "Who are you?" He had an answer for it, and that made him not to waver by any situations. Life often throws this question in front of us, "Who are you?" When we face emotional crisis in our relationships and social interactions, we are encountered with this question deep within us, "Who are you?" When things in life do not go the way we wished or expected, and somehow the future appears bleak, we are encountered with this question deep within us: who are you? In the castle of interiority, when we experience feeling of isolation, we are encountered with this question: who are you? Failing to find an answer to this question can sometimes plunge us into a deep struggle, make us to fear life and people, crush our hopes and aspirations. Yes, life will be at many times throw this question at us: who are you? Today, Saint John the Baptist exhorts and challenges us not get too disturbed when we are faced with this provoking question in our lives. Our faith and strength, like John the Baptist, ought to be Jesus, the light. Our hope and courage, like Saint John the Baptist, ought to be Jesus, the Messiah. We are God's children. This is our true identity. We are witness to the true light. This is our true role in life. We are the voice in the wilderness. This is our Christian duty and obligation. We are dependent on the grace of mercy of the Lord. This is our authentic hope and faith. May Saint John the Baptist, whom we have come to know more today, become an inspiration and a challenge as we march forward with faith and love through the valleys and mountains, wilderness and oasis, through these days of Advent, preparing for the coming of the Lord. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.